you're going to learn exactly how to start selling on Amazon and what you need to do to succeed. In the span of just a few minutes, you're going to be given a full picture of what a successful seller goes through. We'll go through what these sellers think about and how they launch successful products, while also minimizing the risk of failure. How's it going? I'm Stuart from AMZ Scout. In this video, I'm going to be discussing how to sell on Amazon FBA as a beginner. Here's what you'll learn. How to conduct product research to identify a product with high probability of success. How to private label this product. How to find a supplier for that product. How to ship your product from the supplier's factory straight to Amazon FBA warehouse. And finally, how to successfully launch your product. Now, you might be wondering, who am I to tell you all this? Here at AMZ Scout, we've helped thousands of sellers become successful at launching awesome products. So we have enough data to highlight the best practices that the vast majority of successful sellers use. Here in this video, I'm going to share those insights with you. So let's dive right into it. Part 1, product research. Successful Amazon sellers start with product research, considered the most important part of the whole process. They don't just guess if a certain product will be successful. They make a calculated decision based on accurate data. With Amazon, it's possible to reverse engineer the history of each product and niche, which reveals key indicators and determines whether a product or niche is worth pursuing. To do so, you need a special software, like AMZ Scout. Let me show you an example. Let's imagine you want to sell dog toys. When you search for dog toys on Amazon, a search results page is generated with all the products Amazon believes matches this search query. It's possible to roughly estimate key metrics to identify products that allow you to make money. For example, AMZ Scout has a complex and advanced algorithm which calculates the number of sales, revenue, commission fee, number of reviews, competition level, and many other useful indicators for every single product you see. This allows you to figure out which niche and which specific products within the niche have a great margin, high demand, and low competition. Let's consider a real-life example. Roy was an already successful Amazon seller. He noticed his nephew was playing with a weird toy. Sellers develop a habit of checking every single product opportunity, so he went straight to Amazon and started searching for the product. He used AMZ Scout to calculate the data for him. He noticed there were relatively few sellers, and together those sellers had achieved a sales volume of $500,000. It seemed to be a unicorn that other successful Amazon sellers hadn't found yet. Roy ended up selling his product and made $86,000 in the first 2 months. Eventually, other Amazon sellers discovered this product and started replicating it. Products this successful are very difficult to find, but it's relatively easy to find a product with a potential profit of $3,000 to $10,000 a month. My point is, check and verify your products to make sure there's enough demand. Margin is at least 30%, and the competition's not too strong. Finding the right product is 80% of the success on Amazon. Product research usually takes about 2 to 4 weeks. Once you find a product with very high chances of success, you want to start selling it, right? Here's part 2. Private label your product. The best way to start selling an already successful product is to create a copy of the product with slight improvements and private label it. If possible, buy the product you want to improve. Look at it, try it, inspect it, use it. Think about what you could do better. Maybe try to improve the design or decrease dimensions. It's almost always possible to make a slight improvement on a product that's already in the market. At a minimum, create a custom logo that your supplier will put on your private label product. Let's estimate you're going to need 1 week for this. In the meantime, you need to start looking for a supplier. Part 3, finding a supplier. There are a number of options for finding a supplier, but most sellers end up with Alibaba.com, which is the biggest online factory marketplace in China. It might be hard to find a product you want to be manufactured via text on Alibaba. So I suggest you try AMZ Scout's Find at Alibaba feature that captures the product picture on Amazon and then discovers similar items on Alibaba. It's that easy. You need to get in touch with at least 10 different suppliers and then shortlist them based on their willingness to communicate and responsiveness. Ask them about the cost of production and the possibility of making necessary adjustments for your private label product. You should also ask each supplier to provide samples. Testing the product you want to sell is crucial for making sure the quality, design, functionality, packaging, etc., etc., are up to your standards and expectations. On average, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to find a few suppliers, contact them, receive samples, and then decide on the one you want to do business with. Part 4, creating an Amazon Seller Central account. Technically, the next step you want to take is to ship your product from the supplier's factory to the designated Amazon FBA warehouse, where Amazon's going to pick it up and deliver it to your customers. But first, you need to figure out the physical address of that warehouse. To do so, you must first sign up with Amazon Seller Central. Seller Central is where you'll run your Amazon business. It's where you track sales, inventory, shipments, etc. It's famous for not being user-friendly, but we're going to create a series of tutorials to help you master it. Creating and setting up the Seller Central account usually takes about 2 to 3 days. Once you've signed up with it and created a shipment, you'll have a physical address of the warehouse. Now it's time to think about shipping your product from the supplier's factory to Amazon. Part 5, shipping to the US. In most cases, shipping your product to Amazon is quite easy. You can either ask your supplier to quote you for arranging everything, or you can take more control and use a freight forwarding service. It takes 2 to 4 weeks to deliver your product to the Amazon warehouse. Part 6, launching your product. Once your product gets delivered to the Amazon warehouse, you can finally start selling it. Most of the time, you'll have some competition you'll need to beat in order to sell enough products to make a reasonable profit. Amazon works kind of like Google. If you want to buy something and you search it on Amazon, it's going to show you a page that has a list of products that match your query. In most cases, the first product on the list has the highest chance of being sold. The second product has slightly less, and so on. Number 20 on the list has almost no chance. You want your product to be number 1, or at least in the top 5. Let's figure out how to achieve that. Amazon's algorithm consists of 3 parts. Your listing quality, number of sales during the last few weeks, and number of reviews. Let's talk about your product listing first. To make it search friendly, you need to optimize your title and description using the keywords people are going to use to find your product. Next, we need sales. Well, how does one get a lot of sales at the very beginning? There are a few tactics. The one that almost always works is to create a huge discount, about 50%, and then promote your product with this discount. Once your product receives its first kick, you won't need that discount anymore, and you can start selling it for a regular price. Another tactic is to set up an Amazon-sponsored ads pay-per-click campaign. That allows you to put your product on the top of the search results. And each time someone clicks on it, you'll pay Amazon a small fee, usually about 50 cents. Once your product organically reaches the top 5 of the search results, you can turn off the ads. Finally, we need reviews. The most efficient technique for getting reviews is asking your customers to leave them. Amazon allows you to contact your customer. So successful sellers use this opportunity to write some compelling copy and persuade their new customers to leave a review. So in closing, let's put it all together. Here's what you need to start selling on Amazon. Conduct product research to find a profitable product. This will take about 2 to 4 weeks. Come up with product adjustments to figure out how to private label an existing product. Schedule 3 to 4 days for this. Find a supplier. Plan 3 to 4 weeks for this. Create and set up an Amazon Seller Central account. You need 2 to 3 days to do this. Ship your product from your supplier to Amazon. Plan 2 to 4 weeks for this. Launch your product and boost your sales and reviews in the first 2 weeks. This gives you about 12 to 14 weeks before your hard work starts paying off. If you did everything properly, you've maximized your chances to succeed with your product, but there are still no guarantees. Your product might fail, and you should be ready for this. When you're a beginner, it's easy to make a mistake at any step, and you'll obviously avoid making that mistake next time, which will significantly increase your likelihood of success. Also, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Until next time, enjoy the journey. Happy selling.